The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Continue Hashem's condition that He is Almighty and recognizing what real strength is. Shalom Uvrocha. So we're talking about the fact that Hashem is so reliable that not only does He love and care for us? Does He constantly with us and aware of our position? But He has the power to do it. Nobody, nothing in this world can overpower Him. I'm discussing different insights into how to really assess what is really powerful. We are always moved and impressed by external physical power, and that really is the weakest of all the powers, as we gave various examples. Today I want to bring another Gemara. Gemara above a passage of Yud. Says, Asar Dvarim Koshim Nivra Ba'olam. There are 10 very hard things, things that are strong, powerful in their nature. Har Kosha, a mountain, is a sign of something that's really steadfast where it is. You see these big pictures of the Alps. It's very impressive. Any mountain. But the mice is something that can overpower the mountain. Basel, Mechatcha, metal could just chop away a mountain. If you remember, you go up to Yerushalayim, there are these machines that are chopping away piece by piece from one hill after the next. Metal is more powerful than a mountain. Basel Kosher. Iron is a very strong metal and has the power to destroy so many things. But fire melts it down. So fire is more powerful than the iron, than the metal. Just melts it down. Kosher. Okay, so you say fire is something you have to be careful for. It's a tremendous power of fire. It could burn down the whole city. Something more powerful than fire. Water. Mayim echadim oisim. Okay, water is a powerful thing. It puts out the fire. And we see the tremendous power and force of water. We had not so many years ago that tsunami, just the water itself could destroy a whole country. But avim soivim oisim, the tremendous amount of water that is just floating in the clouds. So you see the curve of the clouds to hold up all that water. One of the amazing things Hashem put in the Bria. Adam Koshim. So you say that, these clouds are also powerful. Ruach Mefatzrotzen, a wind comes and blows them away. And we know the tremendous power of winds also, how could also wreak havoc, tornadoes and hurricanes and the like. Ruach kosher, groups of losoi. The body holds up all the ruach inside the body. It has the ability to contain all the air inside it, which is one of the amazing things of the human body. The air in our lungs remains inflated. Doesn't go out. Guf kosher. Okay, so he's saying that the body is such a powerful thing. Pachat shofar. Water doesn't get scared and it breaks. Pachat kosher. The person, he's saying that, so the most powerful thing is pachat. It could even break the human being. Yayin mefigo. Drinks a little bit of wine or some other substance, calms himself down. Yain kosher. So he's saying, wine is the strongest thing. Overpowers the pacha that overpowers the person that overpowers the ear, etc., etc. And says, Sheinem mavchosei. Going to sleep. That wears off the wine. So it's coming out that sleeping is the most powerful thing. And the verse says, Misa kosher mikulam. Because sleeping is just a little bit of Misa, death. Death is the most powerful thing. That takes everything away. You know, there's a famous Meiser, a very wealthy person came to Rav Nosson Zvi Finkel and said he's so wealthy, It's impossible for him to lose his money in a short period of time. No matter how much he loses, he'll always have more, enough for himself. The Rashiva told him, you can lose it all in 1 second. Hashem could take you away from your money. So the fact that we are, there is the possibility of death, that is the most powerful thing. There's only one thing more powerful than death, says the Gemara. Stoka, Matzelis, Minamisa, Dersib, Stoka, Tatsumi, Movis. So now, looking at all these powerful things.
Kol Halashon.
That exists in the world, and many of us keep people in different situations and stages of fear, whether it be the ammunition of this country, that's the modern day metal, or the different elements of the natural calamities that can happen to a person. And the fears that a person has, that's one of the, on the top of the list of the things that. But even death itself can be overpowered by stoker, tatzel mimovis. So Chazal are giving us the right perspective. What is powerful? And we're saying the most powerful thing is stoker. Caring for somebody else. If somebody has money, he can do it with his money. If he doesn't have money, he can do it with the word that he says. Because by being connected to stoker, you're being connected to the source of life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Because this whole Bria was created with stoker. Caring for us and being native to us and good to us. So when we're looking at Hashem, is Hashem reliable? We see the tremendous power of Hashem because we should focus on the tremendous power of Hashem, that the most powerful thing he's doing is this stoker that he's doing for us on the one hand, because he's set in position everything that's here. That was his chesed. He brought this tremendous universe and all the powerful things in the universe and all the powerful people in the world, all created by him, all for chesed. Some of them misuse it and they do terrible things. But the goal was for chesed to benefit each individual and all of mankind. Together with that, an important thing is to realize that I have a way of latching in into the power of Hashem. Sometimes the person will say, okay, Hashem is so powerful, but what does it do for me? And the way we activate and strengthen that power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that power of creating and sustaining and benefiting, the way we get a part of that is by emulating Hashem with the means of tzedakah. There's something for us to think about, what the real true power is. You know, you look at the physical world, what's the most powerful thing? So, it's interesting, because if you note, there are two elements that are extremes. You have hydrogen, which is the most basic element. There's only one electron, etc., one of each. And the heaviest naturally occurring element is something called uranium. Uranium, okay, it's a naturally occurring element. So the truth is that in the last years, it became famous for being in some ways the most powerful element because atom bombs are made with it. We always hear about them refining the uranium to make it quality for making bombs and things. But the truth is, with the tremendous power that the uranium bomb has, there's something called a hydrogen bomb, which is 1,000 times stronger. And it's made from, and it's emitting the energy of the most simplest of the elements of hydrogen. By fusing them, etc. The bottom line is, we're seeing that the power that Hashem put in the Bria is so immense and so different than it externally looks. Hydrogen seems to be the simplest, less dangerous in some ways. The mice, it's the most powerful of them all. But Hashem put so much powerful into any part of the Bria. It's a matter for us to use it properly. So, that's what we're saying today. Hashem has the power, and with his power, He created everything. He designs everything with all the chokhmah. He sustains everything. And we could feel good because we have a natural way to have a sheiches, to have special power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by emulating his ways. And like we said, the chesed, the tzedakah that we're talking about here, if you don't have to be wealthy for it. It's an attitude of caring for others, caring for the HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, to do his ratzon, keep our mitzvahs the way we should, davening properly, davening for other people, that's also a chesed to other people, the davening, saying a good word. Yeah. If we put things in right perspective, and it's not the, like we saw over there, it's not the metal, it's not the water, it's not the wind. All those things are limited. The thing that is the most powerful of all is Adaraba, that nida of tzedakah. It's Hashem. We recognize Hashem's great tzedakah that he does to us, so give us a koyach to emulate him and take advantage of that tremendous koyach that Hashem gives us.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.